Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Mouse Chatter Chris, and we have our special guest, Pam, the Imagineer. Yay! Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
And today we're going to be talking with Pam about the new Fantasyland expansion and the different components that are in Fantasyland expansion, starting with Storybook Circus. And you were heavily involved in that, correct?
Correct. I was a show producer for Walt Disney Imagineering and produced the attractions at Storybook Circus. So, you know, we doubled the size of Fantasyland. And one of the experiences that you'll get to have is Storybook Circus. And we take our setting from the classic circuses that traveled from town to town. And, of course, you have to have a Dumbo in a circus. So it only made sense for us to put Dumbo. And so now we have two Dumbos connected by a big top tent. And that gives our guest experience family interaction of circus fun with interactive play, climbing structures, while we hold your place in line, and then we buzz you by giving you a circus ticket to come out and ride the dueling Dumbos.
I like it.
It's a fantastic idea. I mean, it really is. But we were talking about this before. I didn't love it when it first came out. First of all, I'm one of the few people who love Toontown. And so when they were taking it out, I was like, no! And then when I found out it was a circus, I thought, well, that's sort of an old-fashioned idea that maybe that children don't connect with these days. So when I went in, I was your worst critic.
And you went in skeptical.
I did. I didn't think I would like it. And I thought, it took like 5 minutes. I was like, this is delightful. It's probably one of the best things I've seen in a very long time. The dueling Dumbos is fantastic. My kids love the
Goofy's Barnstorm.
Cube. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, they love that. Well, they're kind of chicken, so yeah. Goofy's Barnstorm is a little much for them. But they love the interactive queue. I could not get them out of there. That's the only complaint I would have. I was like, how do I get them? You know, they want to stay.
They're like Dumbo who?
Right, Casey Jr. is fantastic, and I even love the little merchandise area.
A big top souvenir.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, that was wonderful. I was really surprised. And when something like that happens and you don't expect it, it's even better. So,
right. Well, Dumbo is a rite of passage for most of our first time guests. So it is one of the most popular attractions, and you've probably been here in the past, and it can be a long wait and small children. Mm-hmm. So what better opportunity than to expand it? And then already having that circus theme with Dumbo, it made sense. We introduced Casey Jr. You know, Casey Jr. has pulled off onto a spur from the Walt Disney World Railroad, mm-hmm. and he's brought in the tent. So he set up the Big Top, set up Pete's Silly Sideshow, he's and the Big Top souvenirs. So he is ready to lay down the circus. And then, of course, the monkeys go crazy and they decide that Casey's tired and needs a wash. And then Casey, you know, so you've got the whole Casey Jr. splash and soak play, which is another win for the children. I mean, they love getting wet.
Yeah,
love
exactly.
getting wet.
And it's perfect weather for getting wet.
Right.
Almost year-round.
That's good.
I think the one thing that we started doing is we now tell people, make sure you bring in Crocs and a change of clothes, because your kids are going to want to go in there and plan it for the end of the day, because your kids are going to want to be in Casey Jr. and get wet.
And to see everyone else playing and, no, I'm sorry, you're not dressed for this, that doesn't fly with kids. And then you end up letting them go in their sneakers and socks and full clothes, and then you have a sopping wet kid.
For like just a few minutes, though, because you know the Florida sun, it'll just take a few minutes. Or you take a spin on Dumbo or Barnstorming will dry it off.
Well, and I think if you prepare for it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I think preparing is a good idea.
Yeah, just bring an extra pair of shoes.
And we've introduced water elements in all of our four theme parks now, so I think once you're a second time visitor, you know that's going to happen. So once they're prepared and you set the expectations, I think it's great. But it's, again, we brought in Casey Jr. You know, he was a star in Dumbo. And it's just another element that we can bring to our storytelling.
Three-dimensional storytelling. It completes the whole circle there. It completes the story, which is great.
Great. No, good.
I like it.
The details are really incredible. I mean, there's
the peanuts in the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's really not one part of Storybook Circus that you can look at it and say, oh, there's nothing going on there. There's a ton going on.
Well, we've actually stylized it to meet the 1940s, which when Dumbo came out in 1941. Mm-hmm. So the film is set to the setting of our area. So even the brackets holding the posters, it would all be those elements, how it would have been carved, what the aging would have been. Mm-hmm. You know, and traveling circuses, they picked up, they moved out. So you'll see lots of circles where that you would have seen a big top tent be put down. And it's exciting. Casey Jr., right outside there, you'll see banana peels, you'll see footprints.
Awesome.
thinking of everything.
So what about, now you're working on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train Ride as well?
That's correct. That's the next big project.
And what's the, I guess nobody really knows exactly completion date. Because now, see, I mean, was I not obsessed with the Fantasyland expansion? I mean, like, for 3 years I've been like,
oh, she was horrible.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
It was.
And so now we have this, you know, we have this in the future, and I think it's going to be fantastic. Is there
spring,
a projected date?
Spring of 2014.
Okay. Which means Christmas 2013.
Yes, we're hoping. Oh, I don't know. But
well,
it's
maybe,
you know,
maybe
it is. It is a brand new ride system,
right,
that we've never done before.
Okay.
The swinging buckets, and so with that, you know, new technology, it takes time for us to, you know, to bring it to fruition. So
the swinging buckets. Is it individual cars,
mm-hmm,
or
they're
is
individual
it still
vehicles
linked together?
There are five trains and they're individual vehicles, and they will move back and forth as you travel through the mining of the dwarfs. You go through the dwarfed mine and end up in a scene where you see Snow White and the dwarfs dance in the cottage scene that you do in the movie.
Okay.
To classical music,
cool,
to, you know, to the original score.
It's gonna be awesome.
I hope.
That is gonna be so incredible.
Can we ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Now, you're a lady Imagineer,
mm-hmm,
and how did you get started? Like, could you? Because I know that a lot of our guests, you know, or a lot of our readers, they have kids,
listeners.
I'm so tired. I had like 4 hours sleep. Okay. A lot of our listeners have they have kids, and they always ask, you know, how do you get those jobs? And what's your background?
Well, actually, my background's communication studies.
Okay.
I started in the company on the college program, and I just worked my way up, and there was an opportunity for me to work with the Imagineers as they built Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
They were looking for folks that had operations experience, and so I transferred into Imagineering, and I've stayed ever since.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
That's awesome.
It is. That's just an exciting, just ideal job. It's a dream
it
job.
It is. It's a great job. We have over 140 different disciplines. So you think of it, it's just not just architects and artists. We have media designers, graphic designers, sculptors, audiovisual, research and development. And we have our contracts and our finance, and then producers like myself who know how to manage the creative process.
Right. Because
in the day to day,
creative people maybe aren't as focused on sort of like the management of everything. They're sort of
they don't know what happens to make it happen.
So you have to rein them in.
No
comment.
No, it's fun. I enjoy it. I support our creative art directors and their vision, making sure that the details there, that what we've designed on the, you know, on our plans is in the field. And it's a great collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
And we have construction management. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. A lot of opportunity.
So aside from the storybook circus aspect of the new Fantasyland expansion, what's your favorite attraction that has been put in, even if you didn't get to work on it?
I think Enchanted Tales with Belle, because it's a unique storytelling experience. It's not your traditional meet and greet whatsoever, and you get the family involved in it as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, the husband can play part of the suits of armor. You know, your grandmother can play the wardrobe. It brings the family all together. Or if you don't want to be a part of it, you have that opportunity too. And it's just a different way for us to tell that tale as old as time, you know, story for Belle and Beast.
So you've had a pretty long soft opening. Today is the official grand opening of New Fantasyland. But what were some of your biggest difficulties in getting to this point? Whether it was prior to the soft opening or something you discovered during the soft opening?
Well, I think in any, you know, big project that we have at this scale or two, if designs evolve, they change as they go. And we really just getting the guest flow through our parks as we opened in our phases was an opportunity for us to embrace with the fun directional signage that you saw at Storybook Circus to get you excited about the next phases, to tease you into the next steps.
Okay. You know, because I noticed when they first opened the Fantasyland expansion, there were people out there with a little notepad. What are they doing? You know?
Yeah. They take, the Disney operations takes great pride in making sure that the guests experience their comfort. I mean, from the time they could drive their cars into the parking lot until the end of their day, they want to make sure that comfort's there, the convenience is there. And opening something like this after a park's been here for 41 years, I mean, it was challenging but fun. I mean, we learned so much from opening, and we continue with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Princess Fairy Tale Hall. It's
like
a great, I mean, double the size. I mean, we could do it. We're
huge.
Right over the 20,000 leagues mm-hmm. property. Some of the places of the, you know, we build. And it's just, it was a great opportunity. We're always looking for opportunities to expand our parks. And, you know, we make everything happen. I mean, if it makes sense, we do it.
I'm very happy that they decided to go this route with the land for 20,000 leagues versus, I love what they've done with it with Nemo out in California. Love it. Absolutely love it. But I like to see variation in the two parks. I don't think you should have identical parks on each coast. And I like that they have the new Fantasyland expansion here in, well, we're in Orlando now, and something different over in California. So I like that. Disney has my two cents in it. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Great.
It was
nice meeting you.
I bet you're exhausted.
I am.
Interviews all day. Please listen again next time on Mouse Chat.